Hi, welcome to Webcams TV. I'm your host, as always, Corey Fowler. Joining me today, David Catuti.
Hello, guys. I'm happy to be there.
Welcome back. I mean,
thanks.
The last time you were on the show, we had some really awesome comments, and people love the work you do. So I'm really excited to be talking about this new project.
I'm like, you know, I'm a framework guy. I love developing frameworks that other people can use. I'm the man in the middle in some way. And this time I would like to present you a new project called Angular Cloud Data Connector, ACDC for my friends. And Angular Cloud Data Connector is a new framework that you can use with AngularJS application. And the goal of this framework is to allow you to connect seamlessly with any kind of data source all around the cloud. So it's the same idea. If you are a .NET developer, you may know dataset. You know, when we use IDEO.NET, we add the dataset, which was really interesting because you can write just your client code. And thanks to providers, you were able to connect to different sources. Here, this is exactly the same story, but for AngularJS.
So just one quick question. So to explain for people, because I know that we're like web, right, on the show. So it's not necessarily the .NET people or whatever. So I'm just going to quickly explain what a dataset is.
Yeah, sure. It's a good idea.
So if you use ADO.NET, basically a dataset is kind of like an in-memory table.
Yes.
And you can manipulate all that data. And then once you do connect to a data source, you can synchronize that data out to a table.
Absolutely. That's
So the whole point was to kind of decouple your data source from what your app actually manipulating and using, and then having somewhere to store it after all.
Yes.
So that's really cool. So we're actually talking browser-based in-memory data collection.
Yep.
And synchronizing to some cloud-based backend.
With offline support.
With offline support.
Yes, sir. So the idea here is that, as you mentioned, we have an in-memory database, which is just an array of data structures we have here on your browser. Each time you want to download something, you have to define a provider. For instance, we have a different kind of provider. We are working, obviously, on the very first one, which is the Azure Mobile Services. So if you have data in your Azure Mobile Services account, we can connect to them, download them locally, and you can use it. And if you want to add, update, or delete stuff, we can then synchronize things back to the cloud for you. So it's free. You just have to call sync and then call anything else. Just sync, and it will be done for you. I will show you right after. Cool. We also have experimental providers. My second favorite one is the DynamoDB version. So you can do create, read, update, delete operation on DynamoDB with exactly the same code as what you used before with Azure Mobile Services. You just have to change one line. I don't want to use Azure Mobile Services. I want to use DynamoDB. That's it.
So all these different providers are using dependency injection, and you're just injecting
them into... Yeah, thanks to AngularJS, it just drag and dropping stuff for you from some repository, and that works perfectly.
Awesome.
We also have read-only stuff, so you can just read data and not put data for Facebook, Twitter, Aldrin, and Nitrogen. I know this is something you know all as well. And if you want, because it's obviously open source, it's based on a GitHub repository, you can add your own providers. We have some cool developer guide. My motto is keep things simple every time. When I'm working on Babylon.js, I try to keep 3D simple for the web developers. Here, I want to keep data connection simple for web developers. So we can, you can basically use directly the version online. But obviously, if you are using NPM or Grunt, you can build your own version and compile everything. This is based on a TypeScript code. It's a TypeScript engine that generates all the JavaScript for you. I'm a very big fan of JavaScript.
I'm a huge fan of TypeScript.
Yeah. TypeScript. So we have a small article how to configure your mobile services if you want to use the mobile services, configure a database, get your URL, and then the small code you want to use.
Cool.
Each time you want to do something like adding information or whatever, we have here some information. And most of the time, you just have to reference the libraries and use the code directly. Obviously, we have the same story if you want to work like for instance, with DynamoDB. So we wrote this sample to show you how to create your own provider. And as a sample, we use DynamoDB. So you can know how to create the right interface, the right IE data service object, which is the class, the JavaScript, the TypeScript class that you have to implement if you want to be recognized by the system. And that's it.
Cool.
All right. Whatever you want to do, just go there. This is the GitHub. We worked with Microsoft Open Technologies to do that, to create this open source framework. Everything, obviously, is open, is under our license, which is Apache. So it's broadly open to any contribution. I would love to have a contribution. If you go back to the developer guide just there, when using the Azure Mobile Services, you can click in on this button, and we have a live demonstration. So it's a bit touchy because this one is live. You can go there, and you can add and remove whatever you want. It's the live version pointing to our database. I'm not sure I will keep that because perhaps people or troll can come and add stuff. But as you can see here, you can click on any object, edit information, or delete stuff. And automatically, all the system is updating thanks to AngularJS Watch Mod. If we are looking at the code itself, I didn't open the window, so let's go to the code. We have everything in two parts. The first part here is obviously the HTML part, where we declare just AngularJS stuff. There is no ACDC stuff in here. It's just AngularJS stuff. And from the JavaScript part, we create a module and a controller, obviously, and then we connect to our Angular CDC services and the provider I want to use, which is the Angular CDC Azure Mobile Services. Okay, with just that, and thanks to dependency injection, I can call stuff like remove, commit, I can roll back, obviously, I can add, I can then as well change. Okay, and as you can see, it's pretty simple. You add an object, an entity to a specific table, and then you commit. When you're ready, you just call sync on the scope.
So with this being kind of something where you're adding a table or you're adding an entity to the table, this is really using a unit of work pattern.
Yep.
Which, I mean, I guess that's really what a data service, I mean, especially like ADO.NET, because you do have your unit of work, which is your local container.
Yep.
And then commit is almost like committing an entire transaction.
Yes. So if you had like a bunch of information, like 10 people to this table, when you call commit, we send that in just one order to the database. I mean, to the Azure Mobile Services here, to the distant repo. It's a one transaction, and then the result is returned to the caller.
Cool.
So obviously, if you're offline, this works well, because in this case, we are using IndexedDB to save everything really into a database.
Yep.
And when you come back online, we have an online tracker module that can check for you if you're online or offline. If you're back online, then we do the work for you, sending everything back to the cloud. If you are running on iOS and where there is no IndexedDB support, we have an IndexedDB in-memory version, meaning that everything will work, but obviously when you leave the page, things will be lost.
Okay.
In other environment, because we have IndexedDB, then things won't be lost because they will be saved locally.
So what you're saying is the iOS support is connected only kind of thing, unless...
Almost. You can go offline while you remain on the page.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Because I keep everything to... some kind of emulator of the IndexedDB, but I need the memory for that. I can write things on the disk. But if you go online while you remain on the page, that's okay.
Yeah.
Like you're on the subway or whatever, you have no network, but things can keep working as long as you remain on this specific page.
Cool. So you mentioned how we could go out and get this. It's all using NPM or Grunt.
Yep.
And if you're not familiar with either of those out there, I just had Matt Christensen on the show, and he talked about all the new support for Grunt, Gulp, and all of the modern languages on a previous show. So we'll link off to that, so we don't have to touch too much of that. But I am interested to see how we actually get started and how we can build out something. Do you have time for a quick demo?
Sure. That's pretty easy, actually. You can start from scratch if you want, if you have just like 10 minutes. So from here, you can just fork on GitHub, as you can see here. Cool. So it will bring you back to the GitHub repo. Here, I can copy paste the repo URL. Mm-hmm. Let's open a folder on my disk somewhere, like, I don't know, here. I can create a new clone. I'm using Tortoise Git, to be honest with you. I'm not a command line guy. But you can do exactly the same thing with just Git online, on with the command line. And here, I just fork the code. That's it. I clone the code, sorry. And everything is here. If you are using any IDE, like even the simple like Sublime Text, obviously that works. You can compile with the TypeScript compiler. We are providing for you a Visual Studio version where everything is already set up for you. So you will find the core provider, the core engine, mm-hmm. and samples. So going here, there is a grunt file if you want so to use the grunt to watch your code. So just by using grunt watch, everything will be monitored for you. So each time you change something, every compilation will be done, all the folder, all the file will be updated for you. So that's pretty handy. Cool. And you find the core here. As you can see, it's just TypeScript files. The connected services I mentioned before, no thanks. It's just here to know if you're online or online, the database emulator, the data services interface, the in-memory database, blah, blah, blah. Everything is here. You just have to use it or just contribute if you want. Then providers. That's pretty handy as well. The Azure Data Services itself, it's not that long. Look, all the code is here.
That is very quite short.
All the intelligence, all the code itself is on the core.
Yeah, and I have a feeling the reason why it's so small is TypeScript really plays a large role in this because you have the ability to create classes and interfaces.
And yeah, it's object oriented and all the, I can say that, all the plumbing. Yeah. It's done by TypeScript most of the time. And here, you just need to be able to provide information and send information back to the server. So for instance, if I'm looking at the get, it's just going through all the table and calling the get. I mean, on Azure Mobile Services API, getting all the data and returning it to the caller. That's it. Thank you very much. No more. For instance, remove, that's even simpler. Most of the time, you just call table, which is the Azure Mobile Services object, and delete stuff from it. That's it. With my callback. Thank you. We can also think about stuff like here on the experimental, so the samples this time, how to use the mobile services, which is the demonstration I did before, and how to use Facebook, Nitrogen, Ordering, Twitter, etc.
Cool.
And as an exercise, you can build your own DynamoDB provider by following the documentation on the site.
Brilliant. That's awesome.
Yep. Feel free to ping me on Twitter. It's at DeltaKosh. We can do that.
We'll get a link on that.
Yeah. And use it, contribute. It's open. I love the web for that. Do what you want with this new baby.
Awesome. There's a couple things I like about this. I mean, there's so many things to like about this.
Thank you.
One of them, I mean, definitely the name. Everyone can get on board with AC/DC.
Angular CDC.
That's the other thing that I like is Angular CDC. And CDC here is Center for Disease Control.
Oh.
Which is great because I have a good feeling that this is going to be an epidemic and tons of people are going to want to use this. It's going to be entirely contagious on the web.
I would love to because working with data source is always a pain, mainly when you want to synchronize stuff, mainly when you want to work online, offline. I really wanted to remove that pain from people. Just use that and it should work for you. Obviously, if there are bugs, whatever, ping me, we can work together to fix stuff. It's the beauty of the web. So I hope that this tool will become viral.
Yeah. Excellent. And that's the responsibility of everyone out there to do that. So please do go off to the GitHub page. We'll provide a link later on.
Sure.
Try it out. If you have a database that you like to work with, like
yes, please,
I can see
edit.
DocDB being an important thing here, Mongo, Redis provider, potentially.
Everything that is a database accessible online should work. Even SQL Online, we think about that, SQL Server Online, whatever.
Yeah, so go out, play with the code, find your providers that you would like to build, talk to David, figure out how you can implement it. There's great documentation online.
I hope so. I spent a lot of time. I hate reading doc. I hate writing doc, but I know that it's really important, so I spend time on it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. You know, you and the team that's been working on this, awesome, awesome job.
Thanks.
Awesome job. So it's a bittersweet day for me. I've been doing Webcams TV for just over 2 years now.
Mm.
And, you know, good things can't last forever.
Oh, what?
Unfortunately, I have to move on and move on to bigger and better things. So I'm actually joining the Azure Websites team.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And hopefully we can bring a lot more awesomeness to that product. I mean, it's amazing as it is already, but I'm looking forward to it. But unfortunately, that means I need to sign off from Webcams TV. So
that's a shame.
Bob, do your best, and please send me off with pride. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. I wish you the best.
Thank you.
All right, that's a wrap.
And it.
Hey, Bob.
How's his hair looking? Looks good. Oh, no. So I'm going to get you a look straight out the camera there. I'll start the show off. There. And hopefully Take two. Because you can fix that.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah, one other thing.
No handfulness.
Keep your hands up on the desk.
On the desk.
Because it looks weird because
okay.
Your limbs get cut off when you...
Okay.
Cool. All right, are we ready? We're ready. We've got to be ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Everyone got the Old Spice on this morning. Roll ready. It's been so long since I've done this. Okay.
I pulled a muscle being on camera.
What are the odds you want to throw it in from off stage?
Woo!
Ready?
Big, of course.
Big smiles. Awesome. Welcome to Webcams TV. I'm your host, as always, Corey Fowler.
Damn it.
Thanks, Bob.
All right.
I know exactly what's wrong. That was fun. It's been a long time since I've actually done a show by myself. That's why I get people to take their hands up, because it's like you're frustrated because you're like, I screwed up.
I know.
And all you need. All right, so our Vagrant Vile.
Hi, welcome to Webcams TV.
Okay, I'm gonna stop lose there. My Dude, seriously? Come on. We got shit. All right, let's do this. Webcams TV, yeah. Oh. Because this was brilliant.
Surface.
Hey, welcome to Webcams TV.
All right, cut out that last part.
Snare crackle difficulties.
Hoo-ha!
Take that.
Are you going to introduce the elephant at least?
I will introduce the elephant. Cool.
Yes.
That was awesome, man.
Nicely done.
Yeah. That was wicked.